We're CJMQ, and today we're talking with Bill Culp. Marie Buttrell, and the song we're playing now on CJMQ is Merry Christmas Wherever You Are. So welcome, Bill.
Very much. Thank you for playing my song, and it's nice to be here.
Now, you're from Beamsville, Ontario.
Yeah, I live in a small town just outside of Niagara Falls, Ontario, right near the Buffalo border.
Oh, that's a nice place to live.
It is very cold here today, though. Very Christmassy.
Oh, okay. Now, you're a solo artist. It's the first debut holiday single you've actually put out, Merry Christmas Wherever You Are, with Marie. And you're also a band leader, a sideman, actor, and MC, so that's quite impressive there.
Well, these days you need to stay busy. I mean, I started out in the business a number of years ago when you could play in bars 6 nights a week and could make your living that way. But these days, you've got to wear a lot of hats to really make it in the music business.
I guess so. That's a good way to look at it.
Yeah.
Now, interestingly enough, I was reading that your early recordings, you played punk music, and you were with the band called The Problem Children. So from there to here, how did that, what was the progression there?
Well, you know, I grew up in a little town called Dunnville, which is right on the Lake Erie on the North Shore, and it was a little town, and it was a very musical environment, and I was raised in a house where the main music we played was country music, and I'm talking old-time country like Buck Owens, Johnny Cash, Ray Price, that sort of stuff, as well as 1950s rock and roll, which I still have a love for all that kind of music. When I got into high school, a group of guys that I hung out with, they wanted to play punk rock, and they were the only other kids in town that had that played any instruments, and so that's what we did. We were attracted to the energy of it, and the group ended up releasing several albums, the first of which went top 10 on the campus charts in Canada.
Wow, that's quite impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah, good. So, 2005, you released Roots and Roll on the Bullseye record label, and that was a mixture of rock and roll and pop and country, and it was distributed not only across North America, but I guess in Europe, too?
That's right. We had good distribution on that record. We got a lot of radio airplay on it. It was critically acclaimed, and I was very, very happy with the results of that record.
Oh, you must have been. So you keep busy, and you're doing over 200 shows a year. How do you do that?
Well, it's with a lot of work, making sure that I keep my ear to the ground for opportunities, and I'm always trying to wear a lot of hats, I guess, is the way to do it. But, I mean, it's how I make my living. I have a wife and two kids I need to support, so I always need to be out there singing and playing somewhere.
Exactly. You go, well, you tour through Canada, the USA, and even Europe and Australia. So I guess the popular music in Europe now, too, is getting to be country or a crossover of it?
Yeah, in Europe there's a particular appreciation for forms of North American music, rockabilly and country and traditional sounds are very much appreciated. They can play it over there as well. They can play the same music, but there's a certain authenticity, I think, that they appreciate over in Europe, so it's a great market.
Okay, excellent. Now, how did you team up with Marie, Buttrell? Now, that's quite impressive, too. She's two-time CCMA Female Vocalist of the Year and a seven-time Juno nominee. So how did the two of you get together?
Marie and I mean, I started out, I originally knew of Marie Buttrell because she was a star and I was a fan. You know, it goes back a number of years, but we have, over the past couple of years, worked in a touring show called The Patsy Cline Story.
Okay.
Marie plays Patsy Cline, and I play her upright bass-playing comedic sidekick. So I got to know her through that. And so we sing and play together in that show. And then when it came time to record this song, I really wanted a male and female duet sort of vocal style, and I thought she'd be a perfect fit for it. So I asked her, and she was more than happy to do it. She also participated in our video shoot, which we did.
Oh, that's neat. You have a video out for it, too?
Yeah, it's on YouTube,
okay.
So people can just search under my name, Bill Culp, C-U-L-P, and there's quite an entertaining video that's on YouTube with her and I, as well as my kids are in it.
Oh, that's nice. I'll have to look at that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We filmed it on the first day of a giant snowstorm in Buffalo. They had a big snowstorm 2 weeks ago. It was great. We got there and we did a bunch of inside studio shots first, and then when it was time to do some outside shots, we happened to go outside, and it was a blizzard.
Oh, wow. Much needed blizzard. And,
yeah, it was perfect.
And it was natural, too.
Yeah, yeah. So we've had that, and we've gotten quite a few hits on that and a lot of great comments back to that. It's quite a fun video.
A lot of fun, so I imagine
the,
that
the
that
song, I should also mention, is available on iTunes if anybody wants to download it, of course.
So Merry Christmas wherever you are with the Bill Cult Band and Marie Bottrell. You can download it on iTunes. Any other place you can get it?
Amazon.com.
Okay.
CDBaby.com. And of course by listening to your station.
Right. Now did you write the song or?
Yes, I did. My wife's mother passed away a couple of years ago, and last year I was worried about her at Christmas time, thinking about how she was going to be dealing with, you know, the first Christmas since the loss of her mother, and that's really was the inspiration behind the song. And I woke up with the idea for the song one night, and I had the really quite a bit of the words and the melody in my head, so I went out and I went to the kitchen and I got a pen and a paper and I wrote it all down.
Okay.
So that was the inspiration for the song, but it's really been written so that it's the type of song that anyone can appreciate for anybody who's missing anybody at Christmas time, you know, whatever their situation is. And I think a lot of us can appreciate something like that.
Oh, certainly a lot of people going through their first Christmas and missing somebody that won't be there. Now, plans for the new year?
I got some pretty exciting plans. In February, I head to Australia for a month.
Okay.
So that's always nice to get out, and it's beautiful weather down there in February. It's like the summertime is up here, and so it's a great time to get out and do a nice long tour. I'm with the Sun Records show when I do that. That's actually a musical play that details the history of the Sun Record label, which was a little label in Memphis, Tennessee that launched the careers of Johnny Cash and Elvis Presley and Jerry Lee Lewis, all those early rock and rollers. So it's similar to Jersey Boys.
Okay, well, that sounds like a lot of fun. And a lot of work on your part, too.
I portray a fellow named Carl Perkins in that show, who was an early rock and roller that was best known for writing a song called Blue Suede Shoes, which was also a hit for Elvis Presley.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know it was done by somebody else.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other plans with Marie to do anything else? Any other...
Yeah, well, we've got more Patsy Cline dates coming up all throughout 2011, and we're going to do a little Christmas tour together as well. I'm going to have a Christmas album finished for next year. The single was really just the start of it. We'll have a whole Christmas CD done for next fall, and we're planning a bunch of Christmas country dates together.
Oh,
so we're really looking forward to that.
Really exciting, the whole Christmas album.
Yeah.
That's great. So in the meantime, people can download it from iTunes or Amazon.com. You can get it there. The address to your website to find out some more information, Bill?
Absolutely. It's www.billculp.ca.
Okay, that's great. So everybody should definitely listen to, especially the song Merry Christmas, wherever you are. And, you know, it's a great song for anybody. Okay, anything else you'd like to add before we go, Bill?
Well, I just wanted to wish you a Merry Christmas and everybody in Sherbrooke, Quebec, a Merry Christmas. And again, I appreciate the airplay on CJMQ, and I hope you enjoy my song, and we'll see you next year with my new Christmas single.
Oh, look forward to that, and we wish you and your family certainly a great holiday, too. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, and thanks very much for doing the interview with us, Bill.
Merry Christmas wherever you are, Marie.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
I start missing you every year at this time. I cannot shake this feeling, can't forget the days when you were mine. Is this a curse, or is this just love? Every year you're the only one I'm thinking of. Call it the holiday blues, whatever, this feeling's enough. So have a Merry Christmas wherever you are. Have a Merry Christmas, although it breaks my heart. Have a Merry Christmas. The jingle jangling of my heart, sometimes I think it goes too far. So Merry Christmas wherever you are. As the snow has fallen, I read your old Christmas card, and soon my tears fell down too. Seems this time of year is is always still so hard. Oh, I try to forget, but that's just not right. Christmas Eve will come and I won't sleep a wink all night. The ghost of years gone past won't ever fade away from sight. So have a merry Christmas wherever you are. Have a merry Christmas, although it breaks my heart. Have a merry Christmas. The jingle jangling of my heart, sometimes I think it goes too far. So merry Christmas wherever you are. Are.